A more serious problem is that the incompetence of the Obama foreign policy is likely to unleash a tidal wave of violence throughout the Middle East. The America thinks it has this masterstroke by stirring up a civil war in the Islamic world between Sunnis and Shiites. The problem is that Obama's people, with their utter incompetence, haven't really thought through where this goes. And it goes beyond a civil war between Sunnis and Shias, the Sunni extremist being financed in Iraq by Syria and Qatar are against other Sunnis. So we're talking about violence spreading over into Lebanon, into Jordan, into Iraq, into Turkey, and also spilling over into Israel. Worse even than the immediate effects on Syria's neighbors is the specter of violence accelerating throughout the world in general, and particularly through the Islamic world. America has enraged the entire population of Pakistan by a campaign of civilian mass murder via its drone attacks, and also via lies by the President of the United States, Barack Obama, claiming that he's only doing this in the most efficient manner and only killing terrorists and so on, which are lies. And it is very hard for us to see that Obama is confused about this. These are, to us, deliberate lies, along with his deliberate lies about handling Guantanamo and so on and so forth. So all this does not make a very good impression. Now, one of the particular problems that America has in dealing with the Islamic world is the phenomenon of suicide bombers. Suicide bombers used to be a very rare commodity. Today, it's, oh, a suicide bombing, so what? Now, we got to think through what that means. It means that there are very large numbers of people out there who are so unhappy, they're quite willing to send their lives back by return mail with the a lot of nails and plastic explosive attached to the plutocratic leaders of our planet. We need to think through how Syria could compound an already shaky economy, because it could trigger a global slave revolt against the whole plutocratic structure. In America, the lower and middle classes have been absolutely bled white by plutocratic policies that really began under Reagan, where it became a very profitable deal for those at the top to shut down U.S. factories and reopen them in places like China at a tiny fraction of the cost. A good deal for those running the companies, catastrophic deal for those working at the companies. This accelerated greatly under Clinton, a quote democratic president, who sold the Democratic Party the notion that this was part of some plan to create a high-tech wonderland. That all collapsed in 2000 and 2001 when the dot-coms collapsed and a series of other disastrous events occurred, such as the election of the loser of the presidential election, Mr. Bush, as president, and the tidal wave of terror that was unleashed by 9/11, the first wave of terror, of course, being the terrorist attacks of bin Laden, the second wave of terror being the wholesale American invasion of Iraq and the slaughter of 1.5 million Iraqi civilians. So this is all not very good. And a large problem here is the hypocrisy of the American government, which has been the number one supporter of use of chemical weapons since World War II. The enormous use of Agent Orange, which still kills thousands of people in Vietnam, and the support by America of Saddam Hussein's use of poison gas against the soldiers of Iran in the Iran-Iraq war. So America has, of course, absolutely no credibility to get on a high horse about chemical weapons. I mean, that's just so laughable. It's just hard to believe that such rubbish is taken seriously. But the overall, all this is going to produce is higher levels of anger. And there's a possibility that the anger is going to spill over into the West, into the dissatisfied middle class and lower class in the West, that the fairy tales of Bernanke and all his funny money and the fairy tales of Merkel will turn out to be just that, fairy tales. There's going to be a kind of crisis of confidence when people suddenly realize that what they've been promised is not going to happen. Even worse, that these people are so incompetent, there could be a further blowout in the world economy, which actually could be worse than 2008, simply because they've already run through the last sort of seed grain emergency supplies financially. So that factor needs to be kept in mind.